Hello, this is Pastor David Young, and this is the Deeper Faith, Wider Love podcast that originates out of our ministry here at Bethel Lutheran Church in Winchester, Virginia. It has been a while since we've done the podcast, as I got the first three off pretty quickly, but now getting back into it and doing that for a very specific reason and a great reason. This upcoming Sunday, Bethel will be celebrating a special service. It's called the Jubilee Service. And the Jubilee Service is a time when we will only have one service. We normally have the two, 8:30 and 11. But this Sunday, we will have one gathering of the congregation at 10 a.m. And it's not only All Saints Sunday, but we are celebrating what we're calling Jubilee Sunday. Because we'll be kicking off our campaign to eliminate our mortgage here at Bethel. And we're calling it the Jubilee in honor of the Jubilee year that is found in Leviticus, the year that happened every 50 years where debts were forgiven. And it is in that spirit that we head into this task of eliminating our mortgage. It is a wonderful image for us because the image that we get from Leviticus chapter 25 is that the Jubilee year was a year of renewal, a year of freedom, a year of life. And that opportunity for new life is one that our congregation continually is looking for and reaching for. Bethel took on the mortgage for a wonderful reason, for wonderful ministry reasons. And now we believe it is a faithful time to relieve ourselves of that debt so that we can be even more about mission and ministry as the people of God in this place. So it's exciting. We're heading into the Jubilee year, and we're excited as the Bethel community to be doing that. You know, it reminds me, as we think about paying off mortgages and relieving ourselves of debt, it reminds me of a lesson from the third chapter of Malachi, which I used in seminary when I had to put together for one of my parish administration classes a stewardship program. But I found this to be a particularly awesome scripture. And I lift this up. We don't listen to Malachi much. It's the last book of the Old Testament. But this is the one that I used then, and I kind of share it now with us. And it starts in verse 8. Will anyone rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how are we robbing you? In your tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. And this is the verse that I really love. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. And thus, put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. See if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you an overflowing blessing. You know, it's interesting because we, as Lutherans, we, our natural religious theological DNA would have us scoff at anything that would in any manner seem to indicate that you can buy favor from God. That's kind of where the genesis of our theological brand began, was standing against that. And I don't think that's what this text is necessarily saying. I love the fact that the Lord says, put me to the test, have faith, trust, hope in who I am, and see if you will not see and find blessing in your life. And it just continues a theme that we see throughout Holy Scripture. I've preached on it recently with our narrative lectionary, that part of what it means to be, or really at the centerpiece of what it means to be the people of God, is to trust God to be the God whom God has said God is. That is, that a God is a God of new life, a God of hope, a God of promise, a God who will do amazing things in our lives that we can't even imagine. And from Abraham to Moses to Jacob to David to Ruth and to the characters of the New Testament, Mary and Joseph, and indeed Peter and Paul. Throughout the scripture, we have characters who are being asked to trust God, to be the God that God has said he will be. And again, that's kind of how I hear that text from Malachi. that God is saying, trust me, believe in me. You know, trust in me not only with your heart and with your words, but trust in me with your money, with your finances. And trust me to be the God that I have said I am. And Jesus really punctuates that for us, because Jesus does that tremendously. Jesus throughout Scripture is trusting God to be who God is. That's why it's so striking as he is on the cross, you know, when Jesus says, my God, why have you forsaken me? The only time, the reason that's so powerful is throughout Scripture, Jesus is trusting God to be who the Father says he is in his life. And so we are called to that as well. And so as we head into Jubilee Sunday as the people of God at Bethel, I trust and pray that we will be faithful in trusting God to bring blessing, and trusting God to do that which God has said God will do in the life of any community of faith that comes together and gives their heart, their all, their soul to him. Jubilee is a great image of joy. And part of being joyous and finding joy in life is remembering who God is and who God has promised to be. And living into that and trusting that, even amidst evidence to the contrary in the world and perhaps even in our lives, trusting God to be who God says he is. And that is the God of redemption, the God of renewal, the God of healing, the God of reaching near to us, coming near to us, reaching out to us. The God who doesn't abandon us, but the God who gets in the middle of the suffering and the pain and the hurt and does that out of love and grace. So Bethel's got a lot going on. We've got our congregational meeting coming up on November 10th. We just had an amazing celebration of our confirmation students, and we had 8 faith statements that will eventually be up here on our website as well, so that you can hear the wonderful words that our youth shared about their life of faith. So God is certainly up to something. The Spirit's moving at Bethel. It's calling us to do courageous things and make courageous decisions, and that's exciting. My prayer for you and for me and for our people at Bethel is that we will continue to trust God to be the God who he says he is, and to believe that and to live into it, and to find the great blessing that comes when we risk, when we trust that God is going to be who he says he is going to be. And I think that's one way that we grow deeper in faith and wider in love. So hold that up for you today. May God continue to bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. May God look upon you with favor and give you peace in the name of Christ. Amen.